Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 346. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. As always, thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me. And today, I want to help us answer the most important question in our life. What do you want? What do you want? What do I want? I think it's the ultimate question, of course. It's so simple. Because if you don't know what you want in life, here's generally what ends up happening. You're kind of just living passively, floating around, hoping someone else tells you what you should want, hoping someone else tells you what your standards should be, what your boundaries should be, what you want in another person, what your dreams, your goals should all be. Date this person, want this thing, work this job, be happy with this outlook on life, have this assumption about what's possible. That sounds pretty ass backwards, doesn't it? Because when you don't know what you want, you do things like you go on a date, and just because they like you, you're in. You like them. Or when you don't know what you want, you work a job, and just because they pay you, just because they give you something to do, you're in. You're committed. Or when you don't know what you want in life, you see life as other people tell you to see it. Everything is fucked. Millennials have ruined everything. Social media is always toxic. Everyone is dishonest. Only certain people can get lucky in life. Only certain people can succeed in life. And so on and so on and so on. Right? And obviously, it's a bit of a downer of an intro to the episode. But that is how life happens when we don't sit down and decide what we want. But let's be real. What I just described, that only happens when you don't know what you want. And we're all so wholly capable of answering this question for ourselves. That's my mission in life. Frankly, that's my mission with the podcast. It's to help you. It's to help me. It's to help us live with some kind of intention. Some kind of intention. This intention can change over and over and over again. And frankly, I think it should. But as long as we have something that guides us, that is personal to us, that we have decided is ours, that is true to us, then I don't think you'll ever have anything to regret, because you always have in the back of your mind what you want, what you are working towards, the intention that you have created for yourself, not that you borrowed from someone else, not that someone else told you to do, but that you created. And I don't think you can ever regret a life that is lived that way. If you always know in some sense what you want and you always go for it in some sense, I don't see how you could ever look back and regret that on like a spiritual level. Even if things don't turn out how you wanted, you can't regret you, your essence, your mentality, because your actions came from a place where you knew what you wanted. It wasn't someone else's goal. It wasn't someone else's mindset. It wasn't someone else's standard. It was yours. Right? And I think that's true. I'm sure you'd agree with that. Like it's much more tough. I'm sure you could still find things to regret. Let's be pragmatic here, but it's much more tough to regret a life when you know what you're doing and why you're doing it. And so I think the opposite is what you'll regret big time. You will regret, I will regret living a life without intention. Without intention. And it's funny, I love asking older generations what they regret in life. It's kind of a weird, strange hobby. I swear I'm not this like weird guy, but I enjoy asking older generations this question because it gives me so much to think about. I love asking my parents, grandparents, older people, hey, what do you regret in life? And I've also read, being in the self-help space, I try to read as many other people's opinions and perspectives as possible. I've read every single one of those viral, like, I'm 100 years old, here's what I regret in life lists. Or that one that was like, I'm a nurse in like hospice and I here's a list of what my patients have told me they regret. Like I've read all of those. And in every conversation I have and on every list I've read is some variation of the same thing. I regret not being true to myself. I regret not living my truth. I regret not doing what I wanted. I regret always trying to fit in. Right? So this is all background to what I want to talk about here. Here we are today, right now, on this day, facing the fact that it's very, very, very important to come up with an idea of what you want in life. Because, to my point here, otherwise, you're going to regret it. You're going to regret it. Sounds like a threat. You better not, but you will. I think we'd all come to regret it. And so I think we need to come up with an answer to this question. What do I want? What do I want? And again, it can change and it should change. I think the purpose of life is to jump around. It's to explore. It's to be curious. It's to figure out what you actually want by trying as many different versions of it as possible, by changing your mind as often as possible, but always at any given moment, having some kind of intention guiding you, not just floating in the wind, but you having an intention, even if that intention is to discover your intention. You have something, you have a foundation, and we need that. We need something personal guiding us. That something personal, by definition, it's that we decided that it's personal. We decided that it's true to us, not someone else. So I think we need to be able to ask ourselves in any moment, what do I want? And answer it. In some sense. And so I think a lot about this subject, and I've read a lot of great opinions on the topic, and I've read all the literature on this Japanese concept of ikigai. Maybe you've heard of it. It makes for a great read. It's the idea that what you should want in your life comes from understanding the intersection of many things, namely what you're good at, what you love, what the world needs, and then economically, what you can get paid for. And I've always liked that. I think that's really helpful. It's a good look at like the various components of life, spiritual, emotional, nourishing, career, and so on. And they all come together in like a nice Venn diagram to give you your purpose, aka what you should work for, towards what you want. But like, let's zoom out from that. We're not talking about careers here. We're not talking about what gets you paid. We're talking like spiritually. What do you want in life? What do you want to do with life? Like, what space do you want to take up? What do you want to get out of life? What do you want to experience as a human? Not as a worker, not necessarily as a lover or as whatever it may be, but as a human. And a lot of the advice still is around this idea of ikigai. I think that's great. I've also seen advice that says, oh, you just got to ask yourself, what are you good at and what helps other people? And then do that. And then everything will fall in line. I've also seen advice that says you just got to figure out what you're willing to suffer for and then do that thing because that's real. I've actually done a variation of that episode before, so I like that. I've also seen the advice that says, hey, just ask yourself the question, if you knew you couldn't fail, what would you do? And then go do that and then everything will fall in line from there. I think that's all great. I think those are different approaches to a huge question. And of course, no one has the right answer. So I think those are all great. But I was thinking about this the other day, and in true case fashion, I wanted to simplify this. I like simple things. I'm a simple dude. So what do you want in life? What do you want? Here's how I've come to simplify this. And again, I think it's so important that we have the desire to answer this question, right? This isn't like homework. Oh God, Case is telling me to answer another question. I think we should all want to answer this question because if you can, in any given moment, it gives you purpose. It gives you confidence. It gives you standards. And if you're in life at some point and you feel lost or you feel behind or you feel frustrated or whatever it is, being able to answer the question, it sets you apart. You can be like, well, well, shit, you know, I don't really know what I'm doing, but I know what I want. And not everyone can say that. And that gives me energy to keep going, to not giving up. So I think this is so important. So to simplify it, here's what I do is I rephrase it. I don't ask myself initially, what do I want? I rephrase this question to actually be able to answer it. And I do that by, instead of asking myself, what do I want? I say, what don't I want to regret in my life? That is it. What don't I want to regret in my life? And you hearing that from me might not come as a shock. If you listen to the podcast, you know, I talk a lot about, I think my purpose, at least my motivation in my life, is to minimize the things that I'll come to regret. Because in my mind, in theory, the fewer things you regret, the more fulfillment you have. It's math, I think. I think it works out that way. So the question is, the rephrasing is, what don't I want to regret in my life? Answering that question really opens the door for you to be honest with yourself. Your truth, not borrowed from someone else, not borrowed from a list of things you need to do before you die, not borrowed from a list of things you need in a partner or in a job or in a friend or whatever. It's you. It's the real you. I think regrets are very honest and raw and vulnerable. They're personal. Knowing, quote, what you want, well, that's tough. It's easy to delude yourself. Is it really what you want, or is it what you told you want and you've just thought about it for so long, you think it's what you want, whatever. But a regret, shit doesn't get any more real than that. Only you can be honest and know what a regret is in your life. So that's why I say, ask yourself this question. What don't you want to regret? What's something you'll look back and regret? However you want to word it. Ask yourself that, and I think you'll then come up with some very telling answers that you can flip to come up with what you want in the moment. So do that. What don't you want to regret? You might say, here's a list. You might say, I don't want to regret not loving someone. I don't want to regret letting go of someone that I actually love. I don't want to regret not becoming financially free. I don't want to regret not being more creative. I don't want to regret not trying. I don't want to regret not speaking up. I don't want to regret watering myself down. Whatever it is, a solid list like that. But that's a real list. That's the real shit. At its core, those are like fears, right? It's like, what are you afraid of? What regret scares you? And then my thought process here is you take that list and then you just apply the opposite. You apply like the inverse of those things to get a better idea of what you want in this moment, of what you want. Like, life isn't meant to be lived in reaction to fear. Of course not. That's not a way to live. But you can use fear as a motivating force to do more. That I'm in full support of. So take those regrets. Take the first couple, for instance. I don't want to regret not loving someone. I don't want to regret letting go of someone I love. Well, I think the inverse of those would be something like, I want to feel loved. I want to feel understood. The more specific, the better. Let's go with, I want to feel understood. Now, that is a powerful personal want, and it comes from the regret that you spoke. That's real. Because what does it mean, I want to feel loved? I don't know. That's tough. You borrow other people's definitions of love. To feel loved is being your boyfriend's woman crush Wednesday. No. Let's get specific. Let's get personal. I want to feel understood, right? And that came from the regret that you listed. Or the other ones here, right? Like, I don't want to regret not becoming financially free. Well, then the opposite, as simple as it is I want to become financially free, obviously. But like, I like that wording better, financially free. To be like, that's better than being like, I want more money. That's a slippery slope. But saying financially free, well, then you can decide what it means to be free based on your own life, your definition, not someone else's. Or the other one I listed, I don't want to regret not being more creative. Well, then the opposite is, I want to be more creative. I want to create something myself that's personal. Or the last one, I don't want to regret not speaking up. I don't want to regret watering myself down. Well, then there it is. I want to be honest in my life. I want to be radically honest in my life. I want to never hide anything. And I love that. That's great. That's personal. That's powerful. And that's how I look at this question. What would you say you don't want to regret in your life? Like for me, for instance, maybe mine can serve as inspiration. Like, I don't want to regret letting my creative gifts lie dormant. As a result, I want to create something every single day. Or another one, I don't want to regret not being honest and real with those that I care about. And as a result, it's like, I need to live radically honest. No filter, just honest. The last one, I don't want to regret not having the means to support the vision I have for my life, traveling and the standard I've set for myself. And as a result, it's quite simply, I want to create a profitable business for myself. Those are mine. Ask yourself that question. What don't I want to regret? What don't I want to regret? What am I afraid of not doing, not accomplishing, not trying to accomplish? Ask yourself that. And I think the inverse will like really simply present itself as the logical intention to follow next. I don't want to end up in a relationship with someone who doesn't understand me. I would regret that. I would regret living my life with someone who doesn't truly get me. Ooh, that's real, right? That's the regret. What's the regret? Living with someone who doesn't understand you. Okay, well then, your intention at this moment in time, what you want at this moment in time, what's guiding you, what's personal to you, is that you want someone who understands you. That is what you want. That is real to you. So put that at the top of any list you have, for instance, in a relationship. That's a list maybe that you've been inspired to create by others. You know, you've been told you should want someone who's kind and nice and funny and respectful and those things. Great. But now you can put at the top of that list what you want. I want someone who understands me. And that's real. And it came from a place of honesty. So I just encourage you, do that exercise. Do it for the different areas of your life, your career, your relationships, your friendships, your personal self-development, your confidence, your creativity, everything. What don't I want to regret? What might I regret? However you want to word it. And I just think this is so powerful. I think all you need sometimes in life is a small catalyst, a small light bulb moment, and then the dots suddenly connect for you. And that's why I do the podcast, to give you little pieces of perspective and mantras and questions to ask yourself. And I hope you turn to this one in some way. Maybe even do it right now. I'll land the plane right here, but just ask yourself that. Right after this episode, ask yourself that. Maybe even write the answers down. What don't I want to regret? What might I regret? What am I afraid of regretting? And then flip it and say, so given that, here is what I want right now. This is what I want. No one else has a say in it. No one else can convince me otherwise. No one else can shape me, shame me, judge me. This is me. This is real. This is what I want. So that's it. I'll end it right there. Just a small question to ask yourself. I hope this was helpful. If it was, I'd be so grateful if you'd share the podcast with a friend. Just send them the link, tell them to check it out. And as always, of course, thank you for visiting newmindsethoodis.com, picking up a journal or a candle. It honestly is so incredible to see over 200,000 of you have picked up at least one of those things. And that's incredible. So thank you, thank you, thank you for that. But that is it. Thank you so much for supporting me. Thank you for listening. And until next episode, I'm out.